Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
No word yet on charges after at least 80 people were taken into custody last night at Columbia University. That's after pro-Palestinian demonstrators stormed into Butler Library. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us.
And as you can hear, it's all quiet now, but certainly chaotic yesterday. Dozens taking over that library yesterday afternoon. Seen on video, some were spray painting the shelves and artwork with vandalism. So this went on for almost a couple of hours. The university says demonstrators were then told to show their ID and leave, but refused. Then pushing and shoving a lot of it inside the building here and out on the street. In the midst of that, two public safety officers were told were hurt. So the NYPD moved in at the request of Columbia as this woman was watching outside.
As someone whose finals were disrupted last year around this exact time, I think it's actually unfortunate and almost a disgrace to the university, to an elite institution, to not be able to put it on a control update here. Other universities have managed to, but apparently the student protesters and also the administration hasn't learned anything.
So we're being told that security has been stepped up on campus here this morning. No visitors, limiting access. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio has even weighed in. He says he's reviewing the visas of what he calls trespassers and vandals that took over the library. We'll keep you updated here this morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Outside Columbia.
Quite the scene in Queens, where dozens of cops in full protective gear raided a home yesterday morning as part of an investigation into a stolen car ring in the city, Long Island, and even parts of upstate. This was on 80th and 153rd Streets in Lindenwood, where one man was arrested, two cars were seized. State police are expected to have more to say later today. A New York City cop injured in a crash while responding to a 911 call of an armed man in Bed-Stuy. This was around 8 last night on Walworth Street, where the officer was rushed to the hospital. In critical but stable condition, the driver of the other car should be okay. No charges are expected. New Jersey Transit and the agency's largest union have reached a tentative contract agreement. That does not mean, however, that there won't be a strike. The agreement covers more than 5,500 employees represented by the Amalgamated Transit Union. They're still working on inking a deal with the Engineers Union. Pay raises are the main sticking point in those talks. A strike is possible next Friday. There was a town hall meeting on the Upper West Side last night. The subject, the two dogs that nearly killed a chihuahua in an attack that was caught on video, in which the owners are accused of doing nothing to help and then walking away with their animals after others rushed to the aid of the smaller dog.
Dogs are considered property, and so when one attacks another, no one can be held accountable.
It's kind of unthinkable that a dog is on the same level as a car or a book bag or something, that it's my property, that just isn't right.
Lauren Claus's Chihuahua Penny was brutally beat up by a pit bull.
Around 50 or more stitches, 50 to 100 stitches, and her whole front is bruised.
Over 100 people showed up to a community meeting with Councilmember Gail Brewer, who is proposing legislation to make dog-on-dog violence a crime. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, it also turns out these same two dogs may have been the ones that killed a 17-year-old Shih Tzu named Grover. That was in Central Park in January. A Bohemia Long Island homeowner could be looking at a year in prison now in the latest case of alleged animal cruelty on Long Island.
A 75-year-old has now been charged with animal cruelty after authorities say they found nearly 100 cats, many dead in freezers, inside his Bohemia home. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says if convicted, the man will be on the animal abuse registry in the county. And now a new law will not only make it illegal to own an animal if you're on the registry, but you also face jail time.
They're not going to be able to abuse or hurt, kill, or torture any other animals.
The police commissioner, Kevin Catalina, says you're on the registry for 10 years.
When somebody abuses animals, they're going to abuse animals again.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Knicks fans are having a good morning for sure.
Well, for the second straight game, the gutty, gritty Knicks stunned the Celtics with yet another crazy comeback win in Boston. Despite trailing by 20 in the third and being down by 16, which is 8 minutes left in the fourth, New York took game two, 91-90. Big game for Karl Anthony Towns, who had 21 points and 17 rebounds. Towns on the focus, no matter what the circumstances are.
It's special to guys in here. We stay connected, even through the bad. You know, we just find a way. So shout out to them, but playing a really, really good team. You got we can't keep spotting 20-point leads and expect to come out with a win.
Perhaps, but how about this stat? Teams that win the first two games on the road in the NBA playoffs win the series a whopping 86% of the time. That's the situation the Knicks find themselves in. Game 3 at Madison Square Garden on Saturday. Jerry Recco, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
They're ready to go up in Westchester for the most part. County Executive Ken Jenkins says Playland Park will be opening Memorial Day weekend as planned, but you may need to wait to ride the rides.
Everyone's hands are on deck to make sure things are going to open as quickly as we can. The Department of Labor is the one that certifies the rides to be open, and each one of those will be certified as required before any public use can happen. This is going to be the state's decision from the Department of Labor whether a ride opens or not.
The problem is that they still have to repair damage from the inspections and winter proofing left undone by the park's former operator, Standard Amusements. Folks will have access to the beach and pool, and there will be food vendors as well. You'll get free admission Memorial Day weekend with $10 parking.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads, we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.